is it?
Like $20.
Hey.
Oh, it's only $20? Yeah, okay.
That's right. Hey.
What up?
We're starting.
Go ahead, hit it up. All right, when's it start? Tell me when.
You'll hear some music.
And when once I hear that music, it's going on.
Yeah.
All right.
And then it's go time.
Good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's already started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to ANA MMA episode 20.
Finally, we're back.
We're back. And we want to start this one off with an apology from your host, Slim. Truly.
Nope. Don't put me in this. This is between you and them. This between you and them.
So we were practicing diving lessons last week, and we decided to try and record underwater. So that's why.
Yeah, we were actually in Atlantis last week. Shout out Atlantis. Our dude, you know, Zeus? Is Zeus a water god? Or is he like electric and shit? Aquaman, though, was there. That shit was popping, bro. Yeah, we were super lit. Shout out to them.
Poseidon.
Poseidon. Poseidon was in there giving us Henny bottles, rolled up a couple joints. Very cool dude. So, yeah.
So anyway.
We tried recording a podcast there, and I mean, it sounded bad, but we tried for you guys. You know what I'm saying? Slim, didn't do a good job.
No, and this goes back to Monty's declaration episode where he said, we need a tech guy. Yeah. So, if you're a tech guy.
So, right on point when Slim's like, oh, no, I got this.
Yeah,
that's fucks it all up. So, yo, if you are cool on the tech side, you know, you like smoking weed and, you know, drinking beer and kind of just listening to people talk about ANA MMA type topics and stuff, yo, come on and make some sounds for us. Literally just press buttons and tell us when we're saying stupid shit that's not right.
Yeah, that's all you gotta do. But anyway, it is episode 20. I'm your host, Slim.
And it's yours truly, Monty, back at him. And I have a super special guest in the building.
Super special.
So
freshly landed.
So happy that he's back home for good,
yes.
Forever, a legend in the Marine Corps, back. Mr. Zach Wagner!
Hey.
Woo!
Y'all are funny.
What is up?
How's it going, my guy? With the 40 OE.
My man.
Came prepared.
Yeah.
You know exactly what we do on the show.
That's a 42.
Oh.
Yeah. They do come 42 ounces now, and that's funny.
Plastic
40s. I don't know why. And it's plastic, so.
So you can break it over someone's
but
head.
But it still is OE, and I still am an OG.
Because
I stay on it. But hey, what's good, guys? Nice. I'm so happy to be home. It's so good to be back with the real family. You know what I'm saying?
So happy you're home. And back perfectly in time to talk with us about the biggest combat sport. Biggest combat fight ever in sporting history.
Yeah. What's up?
Was that bad?
What?
It sounded like it crashed again.
No, that was good. Me. This fucking buzzing was.
Oh, annoying, you'll know.
So. So yeah,
you'll
know.
Like,
he's out.
Oh,
you'll know.
Oh, you'll know. Anyway.
My face will turn red.
Steam and Monty. The biggest combat event spectacle
ever.
The biggest event in combat
sports ever.
Fighting history. They say. Okay. So they say. I don't know. Everyone still says it's a mismatch.
Yeah, the next fight will be the biggest.
Yeah.
But
it always is.
As of right now, besides Pacquiao, as of right now.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I guess we'll open up with all the boring shit first. it's Tuesday right now, so you know there's about to be a contender series happening today.
Yes.
But I'll get back to you guys on that on Sunday because I got last week's that I never got to you know tell you guys about. So let me get my notes out.
I actually got to watch this one.
Yeah, so Slim can actually put in some input and be kind of useful on this.
Well,
one.
It's your corner, not mine.
Yeah, well, it'd be cool if you could maybe put a couple. Here and there's
all right.
There.
Here I am. So,
in our first fight, we had the very first women's fight ever in Dana White's Contender Series.
Yeah,
this was between Tiffany, the Rainbow Renegade Masters, who was trying to rep for the Little Gyms. She fights out of, let me get this right here, Unified Martial Arts, and you know that's what she was trying to put on. She's out of Wisconsin. Was trying to represent for the small time, and she was going up against Jamie Colleen, who of course fights out of Renzo Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. So
she means business.
Right, exactly. So it was surprising because the stand-up game was in favor of Colleen.
Right.
Who all the way. Is the jiu-jitsu, who trains with Renzo Gracie. Mm. And then the ground game was actually dominated by Tiffany Masters, and she looked great on the ground. She was the first two rounds I gave them to her,
all
and she
way.
Was winning that very last round until this chick, Jamie Colleen, showed the heart of a champion.
Right. Yoked her up at the very
end. She
had
to represent for her daughter. That was her big thing, was, you know, she's trying to give her and her daughter a better life. She was a victim of domestic abuse, which is not cool. We don't condone that on ANA MMA, Travis Brown. not cool.
We don't fuck with him.
Nope.
Or anyone.
So you know what I'm saying? Jamie Colleen had to come out here and represent.
Or War Machine.
Fuck War Machine. We'll never see him again.
Nah, yeah, he's gone forever. So
he's getting raped right now.
Yeah, if you're doing domestic abuse, stop. Not cool.
Not cool.
So Jamie Colleen. It was with 17 seconds left in the third round after losing, in my opinion, all three rounds.
For sure, that's how you know the hardest.
Is she the one that was out of the Gracie?
Yes.
See, there you go.
So right she locked there. In an armbar.
There you go, right there.
To Masters' credit, she hung in there for a long time.
She did.
Her arm was getting bent, and I thought she was going to tap.
I thought she kept fighting. Was going to break.
Yeah, she kept fighting. but once she got into a position where she was falling towards the mat with her chest,
and it was just over.
Her arm got cranked.
Fully cinched. Yeah.
So Jamie Colleen with the crazy heart shown, you know, shout out to her. Hopefully she gets another shot. She got the finish. I felt like she finished in third on the ranking scale of who should have gotten a contract. So maybe she'll be in the next women's fight.
Right. I think so.
I think
she deserves it just because she was able to come back like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, she showed the heart.
Credit for me for that.
Oh,
she showed the heart. She's up to 4-1 now.
Was it Masters undefeated before that?
Yeah, she was 2-1.
Oh, 2-1. Okay.
My fucking computer have to crash every single time, bro.
Yours crashed?
Damn it.
Anyway, all right, well, I got the next
one. Anyways, you can start it up.
A fight between Martin the Spartan Day.
Who trains with all those guys out of Hawaii. He's fought with BJ Penn. He's helped train against Frankie Edgar. He's fought against
Max Holloway.
He trains with Max Holloway and Yancy Medeiros and all those guys. So, Martin Day, you know, obviously a very tough background.
We'll hear his name again.
Yeah, for sure. He took on Jamie Alvarez, Ultimate Fighter number 24 or season 24 alum, who actually was about to win his fight in that Ultimate season or Ultimate Fighter season 24.
What is it with your mic? Your mic's busy. Keep talking.
Yeah, he was winning his fight, and then out of nowhere he got choked out after kind of getting a little bit too aggressive. So in this fight, they're both great strikers.
Right.
In the first round, I actually had Day. So this is where the controversy starts, okay? We might have a Monty rant happen at the end of this fucking conversation
right here. Right.
So in the first round, I do think I can see where Alvarez won the round, okay? I mean, he was aggressive more of the first half of the round, but Day came out at like after he was getting beat for most of the round,
he
came out, got a takedown right before the end of the round, had it for a second, and then got up and slammed him.
Right.
So that's where I gave Martin Day the round there, okay?
Okay.
The round after that, Alvarez won it.
All Alvarez, for sure.
It was all Alvarez. I still had it like a 10-9. I still thought that Day was putting in the work to the point where, you know, it was a 10-9. It wasn't dominated. It wasn't that much of a domination or anything like that, you know?
Right.
But in the third round, Martin Day came out and took absolute control of the round. Alvarez didn't have his hands up.
No.
He was getting tagged the whole round, body shots. Martin Day should have let his hands go a lot earlier in the fight. I don't know why he wasn't letting those hands go like that.
Right.
Because he can throw those things.
And he had some great combinations.
He was just
going for
those spinning kicks. Yeah. You know, he was trying to get that crazy
flashy
knockout.
You know, because unfortunately, that's the way of the business. It's sports entertainment. If you're not putting on an entertaining fight, you're not going to get the contract.
So he could have possibly had a 10-8 in that.
What the fuck is that?
Yo, Slim.
Sorry.
Not okay.
Sure, dog is fucking up. Go on.
Make sure you turn your porn off before.
Right. And, you know.
She was hot, though, Slim. I like that category,
thanks,
too.
Thanks.
It was the school teacher's category, if anybody was curious.
That's Slim shit. still pretends that he's 16.
I love it.
There weren't even hot teachers when we were 16.
What? Mrs.
What about Miss House in middle school, bro? The math teacher nobody will ever...
Yo, I saw Miss House in summer school one year because I had 4 years of that shit. Yo, she was looking so bad, and I remember I was so tempted to just ask her on a damn date.
Who's the one in Ellet?
Miss House.
I thought you said middle school. Never mind.
I mean, yeah, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But
back to business.
Anyway, Martin Day could have finished, did not, put on some great combinations, and his hands looked great.
Yep.
He definitely. I thought he might have won back the fight because Alvarez literally did not have his hands up at all. And the ones he did,
I thought last round could have possibly been a 10-8.
What are the stats? I want to see the stats for that last one.
Good luck on that, but...
But he probably only threw like two punches.
I should be the stat guy. It was very I should dumb. Have had that right. already up for you guys.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we need. That's why we need our stat guy. So when we're sitting here like, he can just be like, boom, here's Slim's tablet. Look at these stats real quick.
The and notes would have already been done.
We sound smart and we don't sound like fucking idiots. Man.
We're working on
Damn
it.
Damn it.
That's why this episode is the apology.
Damn it.
The apology.
Yeah. The apology from me.
So you know what? Clever, don't leave it into... Whose hands?
The judges!
Because they always fuck it up. Every single time.
So far.
Every single time.
It's not a good system yet.
So. We're over it. Me and Slim and Zach are coming for all of your freaking judge belts. I don't know what you guys wear.
All your mallets.
Dickheads.
All your gavels.
Especially after that Pacquiao fight. But again, subject. Off subject.
No. Pacquiao lost that fight in one... You're talking about the Joe Horn fight. Yeah. I thought you were... Because Jake Robleski still to this day will fucking argue with me that Pacquiao beat Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, well, no. He's just... He does too much... What is that? Heroin or whatever that crazy shit is that people are on these days. Whoever Zach. Says that, they're on some crazy drug. And
I thought you meant Pacquiao. I was like, what?
That was going dark. No, you're talking about Jake.
Jake. I mean, I'm not actually does it, but you have to be doing some crazy shit.
Some fucking work.
Wow.
No. If you think Pacquiao.
Well, meet our new third man.
Zach's wild. Okay.
That's funny.
You know what? Moving on to the next fight. We had Cameron Captain Crunch Olsen going up against Carl No Worries Reed.
None of them.
So Olsen, very aggressive. Every single time that bell rang,
right.
He was going straight after it. You could tell this guy's a grinder. You can tell he has a good background where he fights with Rufus in Rufus Sport. Mm-hmm. Or with Rufus
Duke
Sport.
Duke Rufus,
sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who trains Showtime.
Yeah, exactly.
Both the Pettis brothers.
Out in Milwaukee, mm-hmm. That's where they do their thing or whatever. And Olsen actually was a former Iowa Hawkeyes D1 linebacker, you know what I'm saying? So definitely... Ooh, what up, Bob? Definitely some athletic backgrounds out there. And he came out against a tough athlete in Carl Reed, who is a big man. Very thick legs, and I would not want to get kicked by them. He's actually trained by Wonder Boy's dad.
Oh,
Ray Thompson.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and that's out of...
Yeah, he was huge. He was...
that's in South Carolina.
He was 6'3", I think.
Who, Carl Reed?
Yeah.
Yeah, Carl Reed is motherfucking 6'3", with a 77-inch reach, my man. God.
But he came out such the Wonder Boy stance, like bouncing around and had one hand way out stretched from the other, super karate-based style. And, Olsen just did exactly what he was supposed to do and closed the distance and really didn't let Reed get off any punches.
Right. Well, Olsen lost the first round and kept his aggression going through the whole fight. And that third round really took control. He just kept getting the takedowns. And although he wasn't really doing a lot of ground and pound and staying on top,
right.
As soon as Reed would get up using his power... It just wasn't enough because Olsen was just able to hold on to him the whole time in the clinch,
yeah.
Which is not what Dana's looking for. So,
but he was super dominant. I mean, Olsen, he did grind out the win for sure.
Yeah, Olsen won by unanimous decision.
But Carl Reed,
28.
That's one I'm going to be watching.
Yeah, because well,
he literally he's
only,
like
he was only 2-0 coming into the fight.
Yeah,
you know, not a very 5-0 experienced fighter.
Yeah, but he was just big as fuck and like, oh man,
go upstairs. And go
straight,
just go straight back.
You could say, "Hey, I gotta take a shit, Zach." It's okay. That's fine. So yeah,
Carl Reed. When you guess, Tasta, piss.
New segment.
You're right.
Carl Reed, one to watch out for.
Yeah, so Cameron Olsen got the win, though. I mean, Slim's apparently higher on the dude who lost, but...
No, yeah, I mean, Olsen was just a grounded...
Yeah, but no, like no, he looked good, Carl Reed is... he's only 2-1, you know. Right. Obviously, some people need that loss to grow as a fighter.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely needs to work on his wrestling.
Yeah, we'll see what he can do. Go back to the gym, see if Mr. Thompson can get him back right. You know what I'm saying? So in the next fight, we had a Diaz fighting out of Stockton.
Right.
Who's not a Diaz.
He's not a Diaz, no.
Fighting out of Stockton.
No.
Nah.
But he did look like it, almost.
Yeah, kinda. I mean, he came out. He put up a good little fight. Diaz has beaten former UFC veteran Cody Gibson.
Really?
Yeah. He came in the fight at 11-4-1, which might not be right. Ah, yeah, I'm right. He was 11-4-1. So... He came out, but
honestly,
I didn't
think either Grant Dawson, KGD, I didn't think either of them looked very comfortable on the feet.
Really?
Like, it just looked kind of, they just looked kind of like new. But
you don't
both
think,
of them had very high.
You don't think the Prophet looked very comfortable on the feet?
Who, Diaz? I mean, Diaz
No, looks, the Prophet is Grant.
Oh, I thought, never mind. Anyway, it looked okay. I mean, enough to get the takedown for sure, but... I don't know. As soon as they got to the ground, it was all Dawson. And apparently Diaz is known for like throwing up triangles and shit like that. And he just had no answer for anything. He could not even get one. Did he get no submissions off at all? No attempts even. So Dawson just completely dominated him the first round.
Very active fighter.
Nasty elbows and ground and pounded him all the way. He had some like he just kept working. He did not stop.
Yeah.
And going into the second round, I was like, oh shit, this dude's face is fucked. Sure enough. Grant went out there, did again, took him right down, and got the submission.
Ended up getting that rear naked choke.
Yep.
So Dawson, only 23 years old, joining that featherweight division.
Undefeated, I believe.
That is not correct. He's 12-1.
Okay, thank you.
He got knocked out once.
Nice.
Last year.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
See, we don't do facts here.
Grant Dawson was awarded a UFC contract.
Yeah,
coming into that featherweight division at 23 years old, very promising.
So before this fight, did you think either of the three were getting contracts, or did you think, you know, it was all leading up to the last two, like before you'd seen this third fight?
No, I thought Colleen definitely had a job. She definitely had a chance to get a contract with that finish. And then once I saw Dawson, I was like, oh yeah. That's a possible contract. You know, he moved into the number one.
Right.
And then, of course, we had the next fight.
Bada boom.
Kid Dynamite, Charles Byrd.
Man.
Yo.
This kid's nasty.
He's awesome, dude.
Got the triangle choke in the first round of his first time on Dana White's Contender Series.
Just fought July 11th in the very first episode. Got himself a nice little arm triangle. Comes out against a good fighter. Very tough guy and...
Randall
I'm about to
Wallace.
Burp.
Bravehot.
Yo, that was nasty as fuck.
This dude had some cornrows, and he was ready.
Yo! Spillage!
Paper towels on the microwave.
We had spillage.
It's all good, though. Very great recovery by Zach.
Right, that was nice. He's very got reflexes, nice. Right? Bird
going
is
up against Randall Braveheart Wallace. It's actually Buddy, but you know, Braveheart.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll take that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Randall.
He took this fight on short notice.
Right.
Granted,
he did get a nice takedown in the first part of the first round.
He did.
But Bird,
he looked good in that first
round.
He did.
Round. Yeah. But Bird hit the slick reversal more than once.
Mm-hmm.
One time, Wallace actually had him in like a bear hug, trying to do a throw.
Yeah.
And Bird just totally muscled him and reversed it, and it was insane. And Bird looked super dominant. I could give the first round either way, to be honest. But coming in the second round, it was all Bird.
Yep. Came in.
Never mind. It was first round. Coming out, right?
I thought you said that, right?
Yeah, we just watched it.
Yeah, I thought you said that, right?
I said coming in the second round. But I meant, like, coming out of the first round, like the end is what. Anyway.
No, he won in the second round.
It was second round? I thought it was first round.
No, he won in the second round with two minutes into the fight.
Very cool, yeah.
He ended up, he came out in that second round, just looked like the much stronger fighter, the much more conditioned fighter.
Right.
His strength prevailed. Obviously, Charles Byrd is a freak athlete. He's a big, beefy dude at 185, and, got the submission, man. Got another rear naked choke. And it's not like this dude was like a crazy submission expert before. I mean, he had a neck crank before. He got a triangle choke before. But it wasn't like, man. Yeah, I mean, he's coming in here and just absolutely choking people out.
That first triangle choke, when he locked that up, I was like, ooh, that's in there. He's got that. Yeah.
So,
but this one was nice. This dude. Yeah, Bird is now the first ever Dana White Contender Series 2-0 fighter.
Yeah. Some people can't even win on there once, let alone twice.
Let alone Mr. Bird, Kid Dynamite.
So
is he going to get a contract?
He got the contract. So we got two new fighters coming in. We got, as previously mentioned, Grant Dawson coming into that featherweight division, 23 years old, very promising. And we got a nice little veteran coming in at with Charles Bird, 33 years old, fighting at a Jangira Muay Thai, an Octagon MMA. Middleweight division, watch out.
I'm excited, man. We got a good batch of contenders to come out of this, so... And that was Monty's Contender Corner.
Oh, missed the shot.
Anyway, we got a good batch of fighters to come out of this whole series since it started, and I'm excited to see them actually in the UFC in some top competition.
Agreed, Slim.
In some news!
Yep, bring it out.
It was announced that since George St. Pierre is fighting Michael Bisping for the middleweight championship of the world, it is in contract that he must defend that belt if he wins. He cannot just retire.
Oh, wow.
So, that means GSP versus Robert Whittaker.
Wow.
Who do you think is going to get that? Sorry, you're just counting Bisping out right now. Well, I mean...
I
love Bisping, but I don't know. He's looked good as of late in his older years, but he's doing other shit. I think George St. Pierre is George St. Pierre. Unless it's a 3-year layoff. Who knows? It's going to be big. It's going to be huge. Anyway, let's say GSP does get the belt. And has to fight, what's his name?
Robert Whittaker. He's going to get washed. Robert Whittaker would
You guys need to record this so people can see these facial expressions Monty makes.
We'll get there.
We had live recording for a little while.
Instagram live.
We had like two that we actually recorded.
Well, that needs to stay a thing.
Where people could look at our ugly mugs and shit.
We'll make that happen one day. Don't worry.
GSP versus Whittaker, he would definitely...
Whittaker's beating the shit out of George St. Pierre straight up.
And why do you say that? Like, you guys are just so certain of that.
Because Whittaker, every time he's doubted, he just beat Jacare. He just beat, what's his name for the freaking belt?
Yoel Romero. One of the best athletes in the UFC today.
So, I know I just explained to you guys I'm a big boxer fan. Is this the guy that everybody's pissed about that why he, George St. Pierre, is getting the title belt fight and he's not instead of him? Like, is everybody saying that this guy deserves a title belt fight and not GSP?
No, because he just lost.
Who is he talking about?
Is he talking about Luke Rockwell? Yoel just lost, though.
Yeah, but everybody wanted Yoel to fight.
That was
the controversy first because it was supposed to be Yoel, and then it ended up being George St. Pierre.
Yeah, and then they had an interim fight, and then he let him
lose. Originally, Woodley who was supposed to fight George St. Pierre, but Dana White said, fuck that, you ain't going to put on a show.
Right, right. There's a lot of upset UFC fans out there that GSP is getting this title fight instead of the number two contender.
I think GSP should have fought Woodley.
It's cool to see GSP back, though.
Oh, for sure.
It is cool.
For sure. But anyway, yeah, clause in the contract, must defend belt. Now, they don't say who. He could have to go down belt up against Woodley. They didn't say who he had to fight, but they said he had to fight. Anyway... it was announced that Tony Ferguson versus Kevin Lee for the interim lightweight belt.
That was announced.
So that means
that's true.
When Conor comes back to MMA, he has to fight one of those two, not Khabib. Khabib is out. Khabib is gone. Where is Khabib?
Khabib said that he wants to train and be ready to fight at UFC 217.
Well?
That was what Khabib said. So that's what's going on with Khabib.
Who's he going to fight?
Yeah. What's going to be at UFC?
It hasn't been announced yet.
What's the name? Who just won? He came home from Elite XC. Who knocked out Michael Johnson?
Justin Gaethje.
Yeah. Does he fight Gaethje?
Damn, that would be a... oh, my God.
I don't know what Gaethje's like on the ground, to be honest.
I mean, Khabib would wash him, but that'd still be a good fight.
It would be a good fight. speaking of UFC 217, Garbrandt versus TJ is official.
It is. It's going down.
Co-main event.
Who do you got winning that one?
How can you not doubt Cody?
Yeah, no
I
love,
mean,
man.
Hey, I'll tell you, I not told you guys him? I'm into boxing, but Cody Garbrandt is my favorite UFC fighter to watch right now. Mm-hmm. That kid has something special for him going on. Yeah, and I don't know. Obviously, he's got skills, I'll tell you that. But I feel like he's got it. It's more into his like heart, you know.
For sure.
Heart and mindset. He's
and
got
he's
it
young.
There. Yep.
Yeah. He just came from fighting earlier in the year to get the belt. But he is on a little bit of a layoff right now. He had some back surgery and stem cell research or whatever he ended up doing
right
overseas. So we'll see what he's like after this little bit of layoff. He's been pretty consistent.
There's a famous man named Joe Rogan, whose podcast I listen to a lot.
Oh, yeah.
He gave a lot of praise to that DNA stem cell research mm-hmm. stuff. He said that that's made a lot of fighters, like their athleticism and everything, twice like spike up and
really?
Everything. Yeah, so I mean he's given a lot of praise to that
that's
stuff.
Sick.
So we'll see.
Yeah, I hope he does it. We'll what else what other fights were announced for UFC 217?
UFC 217. Damn, you fucked me up with that.
I thought you. Were
I'm just kidding.
It.
No, we got Wonderboy Thompson.
Yes.
And Gamebred Jorge Masvidal gonna duke it out.
Man, I think they're feeding Masvidal to the wolves.
You think so?
Yeah,
you think
I
so?
Do. I don't think the.
I think he's up there. He can fight with those elite fighters.
He can.
I'm not saying Wonderboy's not gonna win because I do think Wonderboy's gonna win this fight.
Wonderboy
I'm just
win.
Saying Masvidal is a legit.
Oh, for sure, he's legit
up,
top
he's
five.
Up there.
Yeah, he is top. He's number five.
I think it's a good fight.
Yeah,
I think it's fair. I'm pretty excited to
It'll be interesting to see because Masvidal is a little bit of a brawler. And,
yeah,
Thompson fights at range, so.
Well, maybe he can get inside and kind of exploit that game.
Yeah.
So we'll see what he can do. Also, in some fucking super salty, pissed off type news. JDS Junior Dope Santos
Segano
cannot stop doping and will not be fighting against Francis Ngannou, who I have been waiting so long now to fucking watch.
But he did call out Alistair the Ream.
Let's do it. I'm ready to see those big beefy trap neck asses fight it.
He's
out.
Number one, he's number five, or is he number six?
Who? Reem?
Oh, yeah.
Or Overeem's number
not,
one.
Not Reem.
Ngannou's number five.
Yes, let's see that. Another one. Number one against number five. That's what Masvidal and Thompson
let's
are doing.
Let's get it.
Dude, let's go. Just come. Both of them just coming off title fight losses.
I mean, 215 needed that event. Ngannou has to fight somebody. Give him Overeem.
I want to see this so bad.
Yeah. Come on, man. Come on, Junior.
That's the fight.
Lay off of it. Lay off the roids, my man. Or whatever you're fucking doing.
Well,
fucking knucklehead.
Doping isn't roids, but they can tell when you've done it. It's
I don't
just,
care
it's
what
to
he's
get more
doing.
Oxygen in your blood. Anyway,
the boy's doing something wrong.
Quit that.
Damn it!
For disappointing these guys, right. Okay. Really upsetting them. They want to watch you fight.
Yeah, and some more sad news. I mean, I took it sad. I don't know.
Okay,
Brian Stan will no longer be working for or commentating fights for the UFC.
All of a sudden, why is that?
He is going to be, I believe, the CEO. I think that's the position. I might be wrong on that.
Okay.
Of a retail housing firm.
Oh, that man! What's up with that MMA game and fucking housing,
houses,
bro?
Man? You gotta have money.
Love that shit.
Yeah, but yeah. So he's the boss now.
Okay.
Which makes me wonder. Okay, you're a commentator for the UFC. You're sitting cage side. You're calling fights. You're in another country, and you're. And I think you did a great job. You're going into this cage and interviewing fighters. And he was a badass UFC fighter when he fought, but. How much do they get paid? Like,
good
he
question.
Can't make a living off commentating for the UFC, so he's got to go be a CEO or something? Like, that's wild, man. I don't know.
Even
CEO,
if you didn't get
though.
Paid a lot of money to commentate,
they can go somewhere
you're still watching these fights
money.
Ringside. That's a great life right there.
Well, I mean, you got to think, though. He was all
he's
over the country. He's got a family.
Life,
like,
right.
So
he's done
maybe
that
that's
shit.
It.
That's probably it, yeah.
Maybe that's but, it. Kids.
So
yeah,
apparently,
could not be a money issue, yeah.
And the biggest fight that's going to happen after Conor and Floyd, Paulie and Conor.
Yeah. There's a.
I guess Paulie went off on Conor today. I'm trying to get my.
Quite a bit he did. Did he go do it again today? No, he did it again today.
Yeah.
He went on Ariel Helwani's show the other day. And you got to hit the sides first.
I can't do it, bro.
No, look.
I got the. No.
Hit both of them at once. Here, let me see.
Yeah, pop that off for me.
Look.
I'll be having these.
Anyway, Otterbox training with Monty.
got it. Just got the screen fixed today, so you know, gotta be
nice.
Careful and shit.
Good. Good to see.
Where's
it.
That auxiliary cord? I got a little clip.
Oh, you got the clip?
Monty's got the audio clip. The audio clip.
And now he drops
clip.
Some brakes.
Oh my god, my phone!
He said he just got it fixed in Bip.
Yeah. Back to the middle of the mall for you.
Oh my god.
Yo, yes. I don't remember the name of their fucking place. It was called You Shatter, I Fix in the middle of Chapel Hood. You know what I'm saying?
Chapel Hood.
Man.
A lot of people are thinking though, right. that Connor's going to stay in boxing for
yo,
a little bit.
Yo, quit talking.
Turn it up.
Yo, Paulie's talking, yo. Yo, Paulie's ready to tear into Connor's ass, bro.
I don't hear him.
It's about to happen. Damn.
Relax. Step down. Did you bring your balls?
Wow, that was heated.
What? What was that? Where was that?
Damn. Let me get.
That was real. That was real. Hey, that was real. He really stepped up to him.
Yeah, and then you know after Pauly, what?
I'm just gonna see it. Yeah. Just
cool. So after Pauly, you know, got into his ass like that and shit. Connor, well, Slim actually just took it, so I don't remember what he said.
Where's your balls, bro?
Yeah, he really
Where's your balls, bro?
He really did come at him hostile.
Yeah, that was. I mean, that was definitely a very heated exchange. There's definitely some true bad blood right there.
Wow. If somebody came up to you like that, would you not have to hit him?
Not before I'm about to make like $1 trillion.
Okay, that's a different story.
But you know, after Paulie ran up on him, McGregor yelled at him and said, "You got your ass whooped. Get over it." So,
do you think that was all a setup? For the possible future fight. Because if Connor beats Floyd, who wouldn't want to pay to see him fight Malignaggi?
I'll pay to watch him fight Malignaggi.
After the bad blood? Like, Floyd and Connor don't have real blood. That's all for the show. Cool. These guys actually, like, some shit went down. Ugh, man, Connor might stay in boxing for a little bit.
Quit iffing the Connor beating
Floyd. Okay, all right, I'm sorry. Quit iffing. Either way,
no,
win or lose.
It's an if. I give, as I previously said, I have Connor's chances at exactly 3%.
First four rounds, super high chances for Connor. Last rounds, no. That's all.
Super high chances?
No. If Connor doesn't knock Floyd out in the first one, maybe two rounds, it's over with. But I say Floyd will knock him out.
The thing is, everybody is overestimating this whole 12-round Dang, son. Everybody's kind of overestimating this whole 12-round thing. What they don't think about is the rounds in boxing are a lot less. They're a lot shorter. They're 3 minutes instead of 5 minutes.
Right. It's really only 5 minutes extra than a title UFC fight.
And Connor's not going to be on the ground fucking grappling with some dude that is huge, you know, a lot bigger than him, usually.
Right.
Are you guys going to get on the subject of Floyd and Connor?
Go
ahead, finish it. We'll get on that in a little bit.
One more thing and then we go. Actually, no, it was about...
Yo, it's 7:05. Wow.
Yeah, so we're thinking about... they're talking about the gloves, right? Yes, no?
Yeah.
the gloves.
Yeah, they
So Floyd called out Connor and said, "Hey, I'll fight you in 8-ounce gloves. I don't care."
Because Floyd's always... preferred his 16-ounce because of his hand problems.
8-ounce gloves, you mean.
Are they 12-ounce or 16-ounce, Zach?
16 together.
No.
No, 8-ounce are a lot lighter.
Yeah, the 8-ounces are a lot... He was saying
they're 12,
that...
Are they 12 or 16, like regulation?
For the regular boxing... Are you talking about for a regular boxing match?
Yeah.
Yeah, 12-ounce gloves.
It's 12,
12-ounce
okay.
gloves. But and then
I thought it was 10 for 155 or 154. I think it was 10-ounce, and so anything below is 8-ounce gloves.
All
so,
I know is that Floyd did this because
Floyd's
he
always
that
used
it
these
would
gloves. Yeah.
Make it would go in a favor of McGregor, make it look like he's
that's
trying
what it was.
To
but,
favor
but
McGregor.
Floyd's fought 45 or 46 of his pro fights at this with these same gloves.
Yes.
So really, it favors Mayweather. I think personally.
You guys ready for my hot take? You guys ready for this?
Uh-oh.
I just hit this joint and I just had a fucking epiphany.
Yes, he did.
It literally hit me at once. Floyd has slowly... Okay, so Connor's odds have slowly, since they were put out, been climbing higher and higher. I think Floyd is putting small amounts of money every week. He's putting more and more money towards McGregor, and he's going to let him knock him out, and Floyd's going to walk out of this thing with like more than $1 billion.
Fuck.
So Floyd is going to let
him. Floyd's going to throw it. He's going to bet all of his money on Connor and then let Connor beat him, and then he's going to have the craziest amount of money ever.
Bro, what if he stood up in the ring and like was like, I let him just knock me out. Y'all are stupid as fuck. I just took
everything. Show me that cash, bitch.
It'd be no contest. He could say it after the fact. After all the money's been distributed, but he says it right after.
No, I'm just kidding. That's not going to happen.
I don't know, maybe. Anyway, I see what you're saying. That would be cool. But did you see at the open workouts, Connor did the little, you know, his classic wiggly arm thing, and there was
the fucking noodle arm.
Yeah, noodle arm. So many new memes came out of it.
Yeah,
it was great
for sure. You tagged me in a cool one.
Yeah,
Have you guys see the side by side? Connor Floyd.
Connor's big, man. He's bigger.
No. I'm talking about their hitting the speed bags and.
Oh yeah, but you got to think. Why would Connor? There's no footage of Connor boxing except for that Malignaggi debacle. So why would he show off his full force to people that don't know? Like he's so you can't bet on him. So it's or you don't know what he's gonna do. So he's he's not gonna show his full force yet.
My dad, my not so educated in the whole combat sport field, dad said some really smart shit the other day. But, like, my dad's also, like, lightweight racist, so, like, he's just like, oh, McGregor's gonna win no matter what. But he actually gave me a good point about why he might win it's not a great fucking, because I still find it totally bullshit, but it was just, like, a valid point that, like, made me think about something. He just said that it's a whole different game with this MMA shit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Connor has totally different angles that Floyd's never seen, and
right.
It might just end up being, like, so much of a different thing, but we don't know. Like, we really don't know what we're going to see. We don't know what Connor is going to do, how unorthodox he's truly going to be, or maybe it might surprise some people how orthodox he actually is. You know, we don't know what's going to actually happen.
I just think
it might be interesting if Connor is kind of using some different angles and tactics.
He's going to come and be weird. He's going to have some weird, like, clench up, like quick uppercuts or something, you know.
And Floyd also called on the ref to make sure that he's watching the dirty boxing that's happening, because he already thinks that Connor's going to be being extremely dirty in this fight, which Connor might have to do to win.
Yeah.
And you know what? I mean,
you brought up a great point. You did. And that's what my favorite part about boxing is, like, boxing to me is, like, it's almost like a dance. Like, it's so much footwork. And Floyd takes advantage of all of these guys who are known for their, like, they're known for capitalizing off of doing, like, kind of sloppy things, but making it look awesome. Like, Manny Pacquiao, for example, is known for, like, he's not your most proficient in his footwork and everything, but he does goofy types of punches that nobody's seen before, and which is, like, how Connor is in UFC. He comes at you at goofy angles, he does weird, you know, but boxing is it's a dance, and if you can't do that dance, and if you ain't got that lingo, then I'm just saying, watch out, man.
He's gonna have no respect to, like, the form.
You're right. He's not. You're absolutely right about that. But you're gonna see why. I promise you that. You're just gonna see why. It's gonna be something that shows the whole fighting world the difference. There's a difference. I'll tell you this though, Floyd ever even thought in his wild mind to get in a UFC ring with?
Oh my god!
Everybody knows.
He said on the press, "I'll beat you in an octagon." And Connor was like, "No, you won't."
Everybody knows that's a different story.
He'd get kicked in the head and it'd be over one time,
or he'd get his head squeezed off.
Yeah, Connor would do either. Connor would probably fuck with him, just take his legs out and just, like, choke him out. Yeah.
But boxing,
hit him with a couple leg hits.
You're gonna tell me the one person to ever do it is gonna be
McGregor.
Somebody who's
never. I don't know, man. You can never count out McGregor. No one thought he'd knock out Jose Aldo in 13 seconds.
Yes, yeah, it's Jose. But
Jose Aldo, I'm sorry.
Okay, so I do. That's why I give McGregor this 3% that I've came up with, because my whole theory on this is, if you know how to throw a punch, you can win a fight, okay?
There's always a puncher's chance.
You never know, especially with how accurate and creative Connor is and powerful as a puncher. We don't know, bro. He might go out there and really hit Floyd and might really rock his shit.
Yeah.
Really might rock his shit.
I think he's going to get through. I think he's going to break the guard.
You think Connor will?
Yeah, at least a few times. Even if he loses, he's at least going to rattle him a couple times.
I'm just kind of interested to see the pace that Connor comes out at.
And Floyd doesn't... Yeah, I mean, I was thinking he's either going to be super cautious and or he's going to be like confident and take the center of the ring. I don't know. That's what he does in the octagon.
He said he's not going to step back first. He said he's not going to take the first step back, so...
That's
we'll see about that. So
I got one thing about that. Yeah. About you said him getting inside. This is one of the very first fights that are happening on this, you know, scale. Boxing fights, that is.
What do you mean? Like what kind of scale?
That the Vegas betting, the bets, you know, that are going down in Vegas right now, this is the first boxing match ever. That there are people actually betting that McGregor doesn't even land a single punch in this fight.
Are you serious?
I got this off of...
it's like a prop bet.
Huh? I got this off of... What's the fucking god?
You would win a lot of fucking money,
bro. I believe you, but
I'm just like, there's no way that he's not going to land a
this, one. No, I swear that there's never that McGregor will literally not land a single punch on Mayweather. And there's also people out there saying, like, there's been a lot of... I've been, you know, watching this fight a lot. Or watching, you know, the media and everything for this fight. And there's a lot of guys talking that Mayweather wants to embarrass him by first three rounds go out there and not even swing on him. Just throw, like little jabs, like range jabs, you know.
Mayweather
just to
keep does?
His Yeah, Mayweather, and not even swing and let him try to hit him and just do his thing. And then after that, and the next two rounds, let him unleash. And they say that that's what he wants to try to end his career on. But there's also, you know, this is just people speculating.
Yeah, but people we've seen what happened when Anderson Silva fought Chris Weidman and he had his hands down doing his little bob and weave thing and he got caught. And he was unbeatable. Everyone thought, oh, there's no way you're going to do that alone. Ever.
Yeah. Well, Mayweather will never have his hands down. He's just going to not let him land a punch. You've seen Mayweather.
But
the greatest defensive boxer of all time.
Of all time. I don't know. It's just so there's
this
just so much.
This right here is why this is the most interesting fight ever. This has never happened before. This is why right now it's going to be the biggest fight
ever. It's now opening doors for other UFC fighters to try to get in there. I know. I would love to see the Diaz brothers in a boxing ring.
Ooh.
I would love to see that.
That would be filthy.
Michael Bisping's been calling out... who was it?
Don't say Dan Henderson.
No. Okay. In boxing. Boxing guy. He's been calling out someone. I forget his name. And Jimmy Manoa has been calling out... I think it's David Haye.
Stipe called out Anthony Joshua.
That too. But... Rumble or not Rumble? Jimmy Manoa called out. I think it was David Haye to try and go at it.
That's dope.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting. I would like to see more of a transition from UFC to boxing. I think that'd be fun.
So if Floyd gets this win, he becomes 50-0, the greatest record ever in boxing. Right now, he's tied with Rocky Marciano for the greatest record of all time. All he needs is one more win to become 50-0.
Right.
Does that make him the greatest?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'll tell you, this goes back to people like to talk about Jordan and LeBron. People like to talk about Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. And the only thing you can say is who's got the rings, who's got the wins. That's what the sport comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
You have to win. Yeah. And if you got the wins, you should be the greatest. So.
Absolutely. Old boxing, though, who would you put up against? Like, let's say this... Well, I mean, old boxing all used to be about the bigger weights, so that's the thing.
Yeah, it was always Ali, Frazier, Foreman, you know, Tyson, for sure. Tyson's up there, man. Holyfield.
Yeah.
If you're talking about nowadays, if you're talking about boxing, man, if you guys ever get a chance, please watch this kid.
Who just recently fought?
Lomachenko.
Was that last weekend?
Man, a couple weeks ago. Oh, the most recent fight, just the other day was, what's his name?
Terrence Crawford versus that's Julius Ndongo.
And my man knocked him out with a...
Body punch, a left, quick left.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You couldn't even see it. No, you couldn't even see it, bro.
Yeah, this man, he's just on another level right now. This is why boxing, you see what I'm saying? It's a dance. This thing is so... These punch... And everything is just so different. It's just...
I know. That's why I'm just like,
It's crazy. But yeah, I mean, right now, if you guys ever get a chance, this kid, right now, I think the pound for pound number one boxer in the world is Lomachenko. That's his name. You guys ever heard of him?
Yep. Vasil. High tech. You know, yeah. I'm hip, bro.
Hey, if you ever get a chance, Slim, I know your thing's MMA, but
I saw your Snapchat the other day. You were checking.
Oh, I'm always watching. Yeah,
This card might make me get into boxing.
But there's also one more guy, though. The one guy, my favorite boxer. I don't think he's the best in the world. I think he's number two.
There you go.
Gervonta?
I think he's number two. Triple G.
Triple G, okay. Canelo?
Gennady, no, it's Gennady Golovkin.
He said Canelo.
Oh, Canelo's the Mexican.
Oh, he's fighting Canelo.
Okay, yeah. That's what, okay.
I think,
I'm ignorant of boxing.
Canelo's my favorite, yeah. But.
Canelo.
But, I mean. he was talking, yeah, anyway. Triple G is my favorite, but. No, he has actually, to. It has to put up, he has to have a good performance right here.
I think Triple G is above Lomachenko.
There are a lot of people that do, but.
And I think Gervonta Davis is up there, and I'm excited to see him on the undercard defend his title.
What? You just spent 15 minutes trying to get that case.
That was not even close to 15 minutes. That was probably like 3. Give me the auxiliary cord again before I choke you out. So apparently Connor's fat now.
What?
Yeah, apparently Connor's fat.
Connor's fat.
Yep, Connor's apparently fat now, and Floyd doesn't think that he's going to make weight. So let's hear what Floyd has to say about that.
When was this?
Hey, would you guys think Floyd's a bitch if he wouldn't fight him for not making weight? Say he's a pound over. A pound
over. I already got that right here. He said, I don't think he's going to make weight. Sorry about that.
That's all right. You be bumping that hood shit. That's all cool.
So he said, I don't think he's going to make weight. Even if he does make the weight, that's even better. But if he doesn't make the weight, we're still going to fight. It's going to be a heavy fine. Give me that money.
Yeah, all right, that's fair. 20% like that.
Of the purse. And then he added I said before, a true champion is disciplined and very responsible, but we'll see. Okay, so let's just hear it from him real quick.
How do you feel? It's late. It's like, what is it, like 4 o'clock in the morning or something like that? About 3 o'clock in the morning.
It's from fighthype.com, yo.
Yeah, I just had was at the Mayweather Boxing Club, had a shakeout.
As always.
light shakeout. Mm-hmm. Feeling good. Conor McGregor is extremely heavy right now.
Is he?
Extremely heavy.
I mean, the fight's at 154, so how, like, what's extremely heavy?
I think he's 160, but I think he's 164, 164.
That's fine. That's 10 pounds, dude. That's nothing.
So he's still got 10
Khabib
pounds to go?
Khabib cut from 190
Does that tell you? Like, is that a tip-off to you for anything?
I mean, y'all get that extra money if you can't make the weight. Get that extra money. Get them extra millions ready, Dana. Mm. Mm. Or the UFC, get them extra millions ready. Mm. Or somebody got to pay a fine. But he got to get that weight down. A true champion, you know, like I said before, a true champion is disciplined. Mm-hmm. And very responsible. But, you know.
Except we'll John Jones.
Yeah. Are you expecting him to get the weight? I mean, obviously, there's probably going to be a penalty.
John Jones Philosophy.
Not as much money as possible.
John Jones.
He's the best. He's the best.
Yeah, John Jones Philosophy, you can do cocaine.
He just don't give a fuck.
Run into people, and it's fine.
He just that's a champion I like. Yeah.
Anyway,
a lot of people
a
lot of people bash on Floyd for being an idiot and being dumb and this and that, but he always has good points, you know.
Yeah,
he will get money, but hey, he's still fighting. That's cool. That's cool. The fight has to happen.
10 pounds, that's nothing. Connor used to fight at 145, like I said, Khabib cut from 190 down to 155.
Cutting 10 pounds ain't shit.
That's nothing.
You think Connor's conditioning is going to be nice at 154?
Yeah,
I think Connor's conditioning at any weight. These athletes.
Except 170 when he first cut up there.
Not that one.
Yeah, that first Diaz fight. Connor's conditioning.
Even though Diaz does fight at 155, I still would like to see the third fight between Diaz and McGregor at 155.
Everybody wants to see.
Yep. I don't want to see it at 170 again. I think Connor had to beef up. Like, if he's at 164, he's probably walking around at that. He might have just started the weight cut.
Both of those.
That video, when was that released?
That was just put out like today, I'm pretty
sure. Okay, cool. So, yeah. He might have started the weight cut. He probably did, but 10 pounds in 3 days, that's nothing, dude. Anyway.
All right. Well, what do you guys think the key to Connor winning this fight's going to be? How does Connor win this fight?
Connor gets in. Connor fights. He can't fight with range because Floyd's going to dodge it. So he's going to have to get in, and he's used to fighting with range, though. So that's why it's going to be like, how's he going to be against someone who dodges every punch?
Honestly, I'd have to say he wins how you guys already said before. He comes up with some crafty, like, MMA fall. Some angle that Floyd's never seen before. gets him up in the ropes and just presses him, I think. And it has to be early.
That's, and it's got
to
be furious.
It's got to be really very furious. It's got to be very furious.
He can't just be sitting there just like, he's got to be.
I think you guys already said it. The way you know what I'm saying?
I had to give you guys a sound visual. Thank you.
If we only had a visual. A sound visual sounds.
I turned the sound into a visual.
Sound visual's not that easy to listen to. So, hot take right now. McGregor wins by knockout or Floyd wins by decision. Which one?
I have... What's actually going to happen, like if I had to put my money down right now, the actual fight, what's going to happen? Floyd Mayweather is going to win unanimous decision. He's going to win all 12 rounds.
Nice. Zach?
Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, okay.
Next. We'll knock him out.
Oh, with the knockout.
We'll knock him out.
Nice.
It'll probably be a TKO. All
right, who does Conor McGregor fight next? Paulie Malignaggi, the winner of Ferguson versus Lee, or Khabib?
Canelo.
Yeah! Hey! Let's have a good... No.
Nobody.
He's gonna go on hiatus.
He gets put into a coma by Mayweather. Is what he says.
No. Yeah, right. Floyd ain't not going out and fucking.
I just don't think Conor will ever.
That's how big of a difference this sport is.
I think
out of all those,
I think out of all those, if that really does happen, I think Conor's already called his move of what he wants next.
Yeah. What? I'll go back to UFC and fight Khabib in Russia. Yeah,
he wants to fight Khabib in Russia.
Now he said he wants to do it by the end of the year. So that's like December-ish, you know, November maybe at the earliest.
He's probably going to do that, and then he's going to fight the winner of Lee and Ferguson.
But that's happening before that.
Why do you always think they got to be like right next to each other? Bro? You always do.
What do you mean?
You think like all the fights that happen like right after each other have to be like
the fact that Conor wouldn't wait for the winner of Ferguson versus Lee to just get healthy and
he wants to fight Khabib. They got
matter. I don't think that matters.
You did the same thing last week. I forget who we were talking about.
I don't know.
Nobody could even hear it anyway. So
I still want to see Ferguson versus Khabib.
Yo. Breaking news. The Cavs have traded Kyrie Irving in a package deal to Oh my God. What is happening?
Oh, look at it.
Oh my
God. This isn't the Chris Clem's Cavs cast.
Well, it is right now.
Yo, Kyrie Irving
has been traded to the Celtics.
Yep.
In a package deal
with Isaiah Thomas.
For Isaiah Thomas, probably like Jay Crowder, hopefully Jason Tatum.
And Jason Tatum, I think, is what it was.
Stop.
With some draft picks. Hold on. I'm pulling it up, too. It's loading.
Mine's loading, too. Everybody's clicking it all at once. God damn.
Is that good or bad?
To me, it's good.
Yeah.
Getting rid of Kyrie.
Got a lot back for him, bro.
Yeah, Kyrie's still, I think, the second best point guard in the league.
Yo, but that's crazy. They put something went wrong, and it's Tebow crashing into an outfield wall.
Aw.
Zach, look at
poor Tim.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's wild. Why is...
What?
Yo, what's up, Myers? You're on A&A MMA.
Yeah, I know.
Put him up to the mic.
Yep, we definitely just yelled that out and told everyone. It just went down.
Hey, you're live, Monty. What do you think about this? I mean, Myers.
Monty. Yes,
Isaiah Thomas.
Slim thing, you know what I'm saying?
Zizek.
Put it right here, Monty.
We got Isaiah Thomas. Hold on. Does he know everybody? Because it's loading. So we got Isaiah Thomas.
Do you know who all they got, Myers? Oh, all right, Myers. Well,
we'll talk to you later, Myers.
Yep. I'll text you later, bro. What the fuck? He's the one who hung up is the crazy thing. What the fuck?
Fucking my hot take. Yo, I don't give a fuck about it.
Yo, dude's wild.
That's awesome.
So.
Damn, so what's next? Is he calling back?
He's getting declined.
Anyway, before this turns into... another podcast on the network. You should check out the Chris Clem's Cavs Cast because he will also give you a recap of all this. I'm sure it'll be coming out with one in the next week or so. Probably within the next few days, to be honest, because that's pretty big news.
Yeah, for sure. Zach, you want to tell like a funny story about our childhood or anything?
a funny story about our childhood. How about you tell a funny story about... All right.
I'll let you pick which one I tell.
Let me... Mrs.
Hold on. Right before we do this, I do have to do one thing for you guys.
Okay.
I want all of the world to know that my boy Slim is for real. He does... Hey. He does got the fucking bars hot... Bars on deck. Dude, the hot bars. I'm not even lying.
I told them last week that I can't play Slim's music on our podcast because then, like, everything will get fucked up because it'll start melting and people... Just everything would just be fucked up.
It's expensive equipment. You don't want to ruin it like
that. Yeah, you just got to trust me. Like, I do know music, and I do know Slim's got what it is. And you want to know how
we can all prove it? My name is Slim. I got bars because my name is Slim.
Hey, you know how we can all prove it? My man is wearing...
There is a stutter there. You're right.
My man is wearing Pink Dolphin right now, and this is not a joke. Like, he's that real right now.
And I got the Benz hat.
He does got the Benz. Hold on.
Or the Beamer, I mean.
Oh. He's got the lean socks on.
And I got the Hilfiger. That's look at the peep is. The shoes.
And yeah, Slim stupid swag. I got my Kyrie's on.
But go ahead. Hey, I'm sorry. I just wanted y'all to know how real this fool is.
Thank you, brother. Yeah.
Anyway, back to your show. If you
want to see me, fucking... I'm at the Empire on September 1st. That's a Friday.
Yeah.
I'll be with four
other... Yeah, and he's not guys. Slim. Dude. That's not Slim. That's Andrew Slimkowski. You know what I'm saying? So go check out Andrew Slimkowski. Not Slim. This is his... He's actually going to be singing polka. you know what I'm saying? So go check him out.
Yeah. Oh, roll out the barrel. That's my grandpa.
Cheap. Some original pieces coming from Andrew Slimkowski.
You
ready?
Hear this? Just go check it out. It's cheap, man.
It's going to be at the Empire. Honestly, you hear this and you tell me you heard this, you get a free ticket.
Yo, that's cool. Okay, the ANA MMA secret deal.
Right.
And you got to tell us exactly what minute we talked about right now. You have to say this minute right now or this second, like the exact minute and second right now. Bink. They'll see it in the podcast, you know what I'm saying? Well,
56, but I'm going to edit, so I don't know.
There. We'll know when we listen, though.
You should tell them they have to say, like, a secret word or so.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, let's do the secret word.
What can the secret word be?
Zach, let's give it to our special guest. What's the special word?
Secret word.
Nothing racial, or controversial.
Hey, we were talking about Slim's fucking swag earlier, so how about the secret word goes out to Pink Dolphin?
Hey.
That's the first.
No one even sees that anymore.
Yeah, you're right. Hey,
if you come up to Slim and hit him with the Pink Dolphin, free ticket to the Empire to watch Andrew Slimkowski,
or if
not
you text
Slim.
Him, how about you text him anything? Get a hold of him.
Yeah,
any one of us.
Just hit him up. You know, that was the code. The offer's out there. If you were listening to this, you know what I'm saying? So... Shout out to you for listening.
Hell yeah. It's going to be fun. Anyway.
Hey, I'll give you my ticket. I'll buy a damn ticket for that.
All right, cool.
That's cool.
You know what I'm saying?
My question was, you remember that health class we had? It was your senior year. I believe it was my junior year, maybe sophomore.
Was it Miss Watkins?
No.
Was it the younger, Coach Yost?
No, it was health class. It was up.
Coach Toast.
I mean, it was like cooking class and shit. We made all that food, and you guys like stabbed up the fucking wall.
Yeah,
like,
I do remember that.
You just throwing knives at the wall. Yo. Dude, that teacher would get so pissed at you guys.
Bro, you know how many times I got kicked out of that class?
Yeah.
How many times?
I can't even count that high, bro.
That class was fun.
Bro, I used to smoke weed in that stairwell during her class. I'd say I'm going to the bathroom. I'd go out that back stairwell and smoke weed, bro.
Swag.
I used to do the craziest things in high school, man. I should make a podcast about that.
Swag.
You know,
a podcast about Elliot
about the things that I used to do in high school.
Shout out to me for getting my first house.
True.
I'm about to be, you know, having my first house. A little bit, in a rough area, but I handles my shit.
Yeah. Right.
So fuck with me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
We kill people. It's all
but,
good.
You know, basically what's going to happen is we might have an opportunity to start... putting out some other quality podcasts about other topics that you guys might want to talk
about. We can do our own.
You know what I'm saying? So right. If there's anything you want to hear, give us some suggestions for podcasts. I might have like Myers on to talk about like wild thoughts and
or
like
crazy how to grow a beard.
Dude, our podcast is about to end.
A&A wild thoughts.
Wild. Yeah, I mean, that shit might be happening. You know what I'm saying? So just be on the lookout. It's popping. So I guess... Zach, what story should we tell? The one about my mom spanking me in the backyard at Aaron's house, or the one about Aaron blasting Allie in the face with a soccer ball,
or my dad backhanding?
Ooh, or your
shit
dad beating
the
shit out of you? Yeah, which one?
Whatever one that you can tell the best. All
right. Huh. Damn. I'm pretty good at all these.
Memories with Andrew and Zach.
I'm pretty good at all these.
You're the one about famous Aaron Mayo almost killing your sister.
All right, so we had an old, like, pitching baseball net. You know what I'm saying? Oh, what's up, Sean? That's our CEO, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, COO.
Oh, that's our CEO. Damn it. Damn it. That's why I'm never on the main show or anything. This is Zach. That's our homie. How was everything?
It was good. Yeah,
but
Monty likes to suck up to him. That's my dad. It's his stepdad. So,
but anyways, back to the story. So we had one of those old.
Hey, wait.
I had continue. To smell Sean, bro.
Was that
a flamboozle?
Was that Scotty? We were talking about Scotty earlier.
Did you just flamboozle?
Oh, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I think he scooted his chair and hit Scotty. Yeah, I think that's what it was.
I don't know what happened, but I don't think I did it.
I thought you farted.
Oh, no.
I thought you flamboozled.
Hey, man, I'll man up to that shit, but no, I didn't do that.
Back to the story. So...
Yeah, anyway, what Aaron Mayo, the famous
one. What had happened was... Damn, there's a bunch of people here. So, we had a baseball net, you know, it was one of those circular ones or whatever.
Yeah.
And my mom told us we needed a goalie. We were playing soccer, and, you know, we needed a goalie. So, we were like, all right, Allie, you know, my little sister. How old was she? Probably like 8 years old at that time. I'm like, Allie, go play goalie for a little minute or whatever. And my mom's like... Listen, if you guys are going to do that, do not kick the ball hard at her, okay?
Right.
So we're like, oh, yeah, whatever. No, we're just going to kick it past her all nice and stuff. You know, it'll be cool. So we take Allie out there, and we put her in front of the goal. And she's just standing there. You know, she didn't really know what to expect. Oh, it's locked.
We let them in, Zach?
Yeah, Zach already knows the story.
Introduce yourself.
I'm today's special guest. Yeah. No, but so what had happened was... Allie went in front of the goal, and Aaron was up first to, you know, kick his goal or whatever. This man ran up to the ball as hard as he possibly could. This is Aaron Mayo, you know, like tree trunk leg Aaron Mayo.
Right.
Ran up and blasted the soccer ball as hard as he possibly could. Like, I saw smoke coming off the back of it, and he hit my sister square in her face, like... Blasted her perfectly in her nose, dropped her to the ground immediately. She might have been knocked out, possibly.
Ooh, concussed.
So my mom, I'll never forget it. She had she was eating like a popsicle. She had like a fudgesicle in her hand, and she spiked it on the ground as hard as she could, and just started screaming. And she looked like a mom pterodactyl, bro. Like she was just looking up in the air, and she was just red as could possibly be in her face, just screaming at us. And she got into Aaron Mayo's ass worse than I've ever seen anybody. Get into somebody's ass ever in my life. And then Zach was like, all right, guys, I'm going to go home, and just totally bounced on us. Like,
I was wondering how Zach was even involved in that.
Hey, yo.
And then I'll never forget Aaron left so sad, like totally just like head down, shoulders down, just like puppy lipped.
R.I.P. Allie at first, and then R.I.P. Aaron Mayo.
Yeah, that's like funny. The attention went from being scared for Allie to being scared for Aaron.
Damn.
So, that was good our fun story.
And Zach, we'll definitely have you on again. We're gonna discuss more stories. We need like a weekly like a Zach story.
A war story.
Yeah, we're working on that.
Yeah, a war story. Ooh, I do want to hear some war stories. Yeah. Ooh, maybe next week will be an interview. Ooh. That could be. We'll see. Anything. Stay tuned. We don't know yet. Go watch the fight. If you do watch the fight, get at us on our Instagram at @A_A_MMA.
Yeah, we're posting shit now. We're back active on social meds.
Let us know your picks. Alright, guys. We'll Monty see you next time.
Thanks, Zach.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.